This recording, Virginia 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she'd try gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, that goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was born in Leesburg, Virginia, which is kind of in the northern Virginia region, not too far from Washington, D.C. And I had a pretty nice childhood, I would say. My mother passed away, though, when I was 11, so it was kind of tumultuous, and I guess I was picked on pretty badly in school, but other than that, it was pretty sheltered. I mean, I enjoyed life, you know, just exploring, and I was always getting into things, and my biggest passion, of course, was music and performing, and I started that very early, so my parents encouraged me to do that. But I remember some things like, you know, we used to walk down the Potomac River with our dog Ollie, and we'd dig for soft-shell crabs with our bare feet, and we'd take the crabs that we wanted and we'd cook it, and oh goodness, it was such a nice way to spend a summer day. Also in Loudoun, there's lots of horses, and yeah, I started riding pretty early. I'd say about 11 or 12, and I got my first horse, Virginia, when I was 13, and she was a beautiful, black mare with a white star on her forehead. She was a thoroughbred, and so I enjoyed that pretty much. It really kept me going, because I didn't have much in the way of friends, and it was neat to be out in the country. We moved out to the country when I was 15, in the western part of the county, in Philemont, and we rented an old farm house on the top of a large hill, and you had to be in good shape, because walking and climbing up that hill was quite a task. We had to deliver, we didn't have any running water down at the barn, so we had to carry the water ourselves. And eventually we had to get another horse, because you can't keep a horse alone. because, you know, they go crazy if you keep them alone. So, but that was fun. And then finally, when I was 18 after high school, we just moved to Richmond, my mother's hometown, my late mother's hometown. And Richmond was quite an experience. It's a lot different, you know, than the country. It's urban environment. And I had never lived in the big city before, but it really helped me get that, you know, make a nice start, you know, because with the music. And so I've been in Richmond for the last 7 years, just playing music and writing like I was before. And hopefully I'll get that hit record that I need. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but we can hope.